writer for the Lansing State Journal. She served in many capacities for that newspaper. I'm surprised you're not the editor and publisher for some big newspaper.
Management is not my
team. Well, there's a couple of stories I want to talk to you about. First of all, a big, big story, Kathleen. Tell us how you heard that the U.S. is investigating the Red Cedar school closing.
Well, the school district received a letter last week, earlier this week, from the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights. And a family in East Lansing School District has filed a complaint with them, asking them to investigate the fact, because Red Cedar School is a majority-minority school, and they feel that closing it would remove opportunities from kids of color.
Well, it would seem that would be a challenge because I'm not sure there are many school districts as diverse as East Lansing.
It's true, and all of the elementary schools in East Lansing are diverse. I mean, I think there's almost one. It's 32% of kids at Marble Elementary are diverse, and that is that's the lowest percentage in the district.
So was this something that was unexpected, and how is the East Lansing School District going to respond?
Well, there's a lot of passion on this issue, and I think there are a lot of parents who really want that school to stay open. You know, they have a number of international students. There's a global perspective there that some of the other schools don't emphasize as much, and there is a lot of passion on this issue from the families, and I think that the families are really kind of pulling out all of the stops to try to stop the closing. The district has said that it is going to comply and provide the information that was requested. The letter of inquiry also did state that this is a fact-finding mission. It does not imply that the district is guilty of this or not guilty of this. They just want more information.
You know what's interesting about this too, Kathleen? It was a 4-3 vote, so I think that the school board was torn.
The school board was torn. Now, this issue has been, and as you know, I live in the East Lansing district, so it's kind of sometimes tough to maintain objectivity and cover this story, but all my friends and neighbors and everybody on the soccer field and various folks while walking dogs have been talking about this issue all summer long. You know, the district has, like many districts, had a plan to kind of consolidate some schools and improve the elementary schools and hopefully improve education for kids. And the community has really said, you know what, that's a great plan, but we really want all of our schools to stay open.
Well, I'm not asking you to be judge and jury, and I know you don't have all the information you need, but just from what you know, what do you think is going to happen?
You know, my gut feeling would be, and again, I'm no expert at all, but because the other schools in the district are so diverse, that I'm not sure that they would find a whole lot of merit in this, you know, the school board president Rima Adiego told me yesterday that they're not actually breaking up Red Cedar School and dispersing those students when it does close. What they're going to do is move that entire group to another building.
All right. I also wanted to ask you about Gardner Middle School. I know that you recently wrote a piece about that. What's happening at Gardner?
Well, Gardner is in an effort to receive federal money from the federal government for school quality. Michigan passed some laws a couple years ago that require low-performing schools to be turned around. However, people are often perplexed as to what schools wind up on the low-performing list. Gardner has made federal standards for 6 out of the past 8 years and has a principal who was named the Michigan Principal of the Year for 2010-11. So the district officials are scratching their heads a little bit as to how Gardner wound up on that list. But when you do wind up on that list, it requires that your school be transformed. And you can do that by removing the principal, closing it, turning it into a charter school. Everyone who transforms a school has to make the school day longer, offer tutoring, give more academic options to the kids. And that's what they're doing.
All right. You can read Kathleen Levy's article in today's paper, lsj.com. As always, Kathleen, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Have a great day.